Mr. Lawrence Lang for Old Business.
We have one application under Old Business for consideration. It's conditional use number 1776. The application of Mark Schaefer to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a mini storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.05 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 9, 500 feet west of Route 5 at Harbison. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on April 16th of 2009, rendered their decision on May 14th of 2009, and for the record, the council public hearing was May 5th of 2009. And before you have a copy of the report provided on May 5th, and with the addition of the commission's decision on May 14th. In their decision, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1776 for Mark Schaefer to operate a mini storage facility and office based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, the use of the mini storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and uses in the Route 9 and Harbison area. Three, the use is in the vicinity of the intersection of Route 9 and Route 5 where other business, commercial, and retail uses exist. Four, the applicant has revised the proposed site plan from 17 storage buildings to 6 storage buildings, which has addressed the major concern of neighbors. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, there shall not be any building contractors or subcontractors' offices or workshops within the project. B, there shall not be any outside storage of building materials or other construction materials within the project. C, any security lights shall only be installed on buildings and shall be screened with downward illumination so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties. D, no outside storage except for boats or RVs shall be allowed on premise. The location of the boat and RV storage area shall be at the rear of the buildings and the area shall be designated on the final site plan. E, landscape plan shall be installed and planted along the border of the project so that the mini storage facility is screened from view from any adjacent residential property. As agreed by the applicant, the buffer along the Wagner property shall consist of magnolia trees. A landscape plan for the buffer areas shall be included with the final site plan. F, the perimeter of the storage area shall be fenced and gated. As stated by the applicant, the fencing shall be decorative at the entrance location. G, there shall be only one sign allowed on the site of no more than 32 square feet per side. H, the driveway and parking area outside of the storage area shall be paved. I, stormwater management shall be maintained on site using best management practices. J, best management practices shall be utilized to protect the adjoining wetlands, including the provision of a 50-foot wide buffer from all wetlands. K, one office slash apartment shall be permitted for security. The office apartment shall be located at the entrance area of the project. L, there shall be no disturbance of the forested area shown on the preliminary site plan presented to the commission. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated. That motion carried 5-0.
Carried by what?
5-0.
It was approved 5-0.
5-0. Yes.
Okay. Does council have any questions for Mr. Lang?
Mr. Lang, the 50-foot wide buffer, that yes. is our requirement, is it not?
It
for
is
wetlands,
not.
Or is it not? We don't have to do that.
This is an upland wetland area.
It's federal.
It's
federal. Yeah.
We don't have
it. So, it was offered in the discussion public
right.
hearing, and we incorporated it.
Right.
In the motion.
And it's, what does it consist of?
What, the buffer?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Basically, it could be landscaped. It
okay.
could be maintained in grass, but they're proposing to require a landscape buffer so it's not visible from neighbors, so they would have to make some improvement.
The buffer you know, at the wetlands.
Right.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Okay, Mr. Griffin, you want to read the title?
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a mini storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 8.05 acres more or less.
Could I get a motion to that effect?
Make a motion, we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Have a motion and a second.
With the conditions.
To adopt the ordinance with conditions. Is there any discussion? We'll take the vote. Please articulate your reasons for your vote. Ms. Deaver.
Yes, and looks like planning and zoning went through it with a fine-tooth comb. And I think at some point we're going to have to look at Route 9 and the traffic on Route 9. But yes, for this application.
Mr. Benson.
Seems to be a good thing in that area, and based on recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of PZ.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the conditions.
I vote yes, it's appropriate. Planning and zoning has done a good job with conditions. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Ms. Webb.
Only one grant this afternoon, Gators softball team.
Where are they from? Who did they send it to?
Seaford.
Send it to me. Make a motion to grant them $300 on my councilmatic grant.
Second.
A motion, second. Grant $300 from Mr. Vincent's account to Gator softball team for tournament expenses. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Griffin, any zoning ordinances?
Probably.
Pardon me? Any zoning ordinances?
I think we have one or two. Let me see. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to an LI2 Light Industrial District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork 100, Sussex County, containing 2.702 acres. It's the application of O.A. Newton and Son.
I'm sorry, where is it?
Northwest Fork 100, Bridgeville area, O.A. Newton and Son.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion.
You will introduce it? Okay.
Okay. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a LI2 Light Industrial District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 2.7 acres more or less, also on the application of O.A. Newton.
Make a motion.
Mr. Wilson introduces it. That's it.
And let's see. That's it.
There is no additional business brought before council. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session for the purpose of pending and potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. We are in executive session.